I'd be lying if I said sometimes, like Trisha would be like, are you supposed to watch anime today? And I was like, yeah, but I'll do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes, and she's like, are you supposed to watch anime today? Yeah, but I'll do it tomorrow. And then it's Tuesday afternoon, like 5 hours before we're supposed to get on the mic, and I'm like, hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host of the most, I'm the Bomb. And with me every week, of course, it's Danny.
Hey.
And Nick.
How long have we been on this rock? 5 weeks? 2 days?
I feel like that quote is just always relevant.
Help me to recollect. 'Twas ye.
Dude, the lighthouse, doesn't it just feel like the lighthouse sometimes?
In life? Like, just in general?
Yeah.
Probably. The thing was, like, the thing was that the light was God or something, right? Or some shit?
I don't know. Dude, my Winslow, this is a weird my Winslow, movie. My Winslow is my little orange bucket. it's like Castaway.
Well, it's like Wilson, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, today we're going to talk about anime siren songs. You get into it, and
you can't get out.
You can't get out.
At first I was out, but then they pulled me back in.
It lures you. It leads you. Siren song, slang dictionary definition. Describes something that is very appealing and alluring on the surface, but ultimately deceptive, dangerous, and destructive. In this case, what things in anime are siren songs? Pretty much anime, it just is.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, yeah, like.
We all joined a podcast, so.
Shut! But anyway, thought that would be funny. Thought that would be funny. While we got some reviews on the pipeline for you, thought this would be fun to talk about. So, anyway. We're gonna jump right into that bitch, but first, let's take a small break right here.
Sherry's berries.
Sherry.
Now grown in the Arctic.
Dude, we haven't done Sherry's.
It's so hot over there.
We haven't done Sherry's berries in a while. Like one box of like strawberries. Like
I know this
is.
We should just do like an unsponsored commercial and Nick have to do the Sherry's Berries.
It's an actual like Sherry's Berries commercial with Nick doing it, but like
we're
not actually a sponsor.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that the fake commercial of Regeneron? It's like an 80s style commercial with like Trump being like Regeneron, and it echoes his voice and stuff.
Wait, what the fuck?
I'll find it. I'll show you later. Regeneron.
But yeah, links.animesummit.net. You can find everything right there, where to listen, where to follow, and also join the Discord. There's a Discord link there as well. Discord's super fun. There's a manga book club going on right now. Last weekend, they just did Land of the Lustrous, and they are voting on new manga right now. And of course, we will let you know what those new ones are in case you want to jump in. But yeah, that's one of the fun parts about our Discord. Plus, like, I'm just there all the time, along with Danny and Nick. We're just hanging out.
Yeah, right.
And partying. Yeah, there's actually sometimes, like a month ago, for some reason, I was taking a nap every fucking day. Like, I have no idea why. There's, like, big chunks of time where I'm just gone because I'm napping. Yeah, I have no idea what was my problem. But, like, actually, the past...
Wait, when was this? What is this?
Yeah, like, most of July and, like, the first half of August, dude, all I would do was nap. Like, I would wake up and then talk on the Discord for, like, 20 minutes, and then I would take a nap.
Turns out it was a Freaky Friday situation with Smokey.
Yeah, dude.
You and Smokey changed bodies.
That's what happened. And he was running around being a
Maybe you're just
cat.
Tired. Shit.
Just tired, dude. I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, dude. And also, patreon.com/animesummit. become a patron today. It would be mean a lot to us. It's really fucking amazing. All the current patrons are awesome. You get things early. You get the episode early. Exclusive podcast.
You get to ask questions on the pod.
You get to ask questions on the listener question of the week.
You get our patron cast, which patron I'm really behind on.
So do it. Do it right now. I'll tell you what, like, full transparency on the Patreon thing. I've gotten a new monitor. I've gotten upgrades for my computer to do stuff. I've started streaming on Twitch because of it, like, because I've had the money to, like, buy new equipment and everything like that. Got me and Nick new fancy microphone arms. Got Danny a backdrop for Twitch. Like, things like that, you know what I mean?
Now we just need to get me a brain.
We just need to get Nick...
a computer.
A computer.
Help, computer. Have you guys seen those G.I. Joe skits?
What, like the more you know and knowing is half the battle kind of thing?
Yeah, but they redubbed them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, they're hilarious, actually. Yeah, those are hilarious. Oh, wait, second. Social media polls? Which one's that? Do we do another Twitter poll or something? Or?
Oh, no, that's just in case. So I reconfigured the show sheet a teensy bit.
So it would say that. Okay, got it. Just so it reminds
us. Hashtag learning on the podcast.
Learning on the podcast. Nick, what's the listener question of the week?
All right, this is from Patron Noxos. What genres shifted spinoff of an existing franchise would you like to see? For example, Haruhi accidentally isekais herself into a battle shonen. All right.
That's a good one.
Danny, what do you think? You're first. Putting you on the spot.
Here we go. We figured
out this question like 10 minutes ago, so none of us are prepared.
Yusuke Urameshi getting isekai'd into, well, like...
It doesn't have to be isekai.
Oh, like, okay, crossovering into Inuyasha. So he All would right. go to, like, that Edo period versus, like, going to the demon world.
All right, what about Sam?
Dude, I'd love to see... I would love to see, just because I got Gunpla on the brain right now. I would love to see, like, Spike Spiegel. So, like in Cowboy Bebop, the universe that they build in Cowboy Bebop is so vast. Like, they're just going to all different kinds of planets and moons and space stations and stuff. So this actually would, like, kind of make sense. But, like, they run into, like, a territory on the side of the galaxy where... Zeon reigns, and like you know what I mean, and Spike gets messed up in some shit, and then like I don't know, Amuro
he
or
has
somebody
to fight Gundams now.
No, like Amuro or somebody, like, you know, fucking the, or I don't know, whoever, the guy, I can't remember the main character and the guy from 8th MS team, but like they find him and they rescue him, and they're like, his swordfish is fucked, and so while they repair it, he's like on one of the ships or something, and they're like, dude. As long as you're just, like, chilling, like, we've seen you a skilled pilot, dude. Like, why don't you just pilot this bad boy? And they put him into, like, an RX, crossbow. Like, an RX-79. Or they put him into the Crossbone XM, like, XMX-1. And Spike is just, like, really good at piloting a Gundam, and he fights Zeon. That'd be sick.
It'd be like Gundam Thunderbolt.
Yeah, dude.
That's literally, they already made that, Sam.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. But that'd be cool. They're both Sunrise franchises. What the fuck? They're both in Sunrise
That's
Crusade.
True.
They're both in
That's
Sunrise
true.
Crusade. So technically, it already
dude.
Happened.
Oh, so wait. I don't even fully understand the question. Genre shifted. Okay.
Oh, I guess, okay. Yeah, genre shifted. So I guess that doesn't make sense because it's a sci-fi with a sci-fi. Okay.
That's close enough.
Spike Spiegel in Beyblades. Let's go.
All right. You got to be like water. Fucking throws the thing into the ring.
Let it rip!
I was watching, I'm watching so much freaking YouTube lately. That's all I've done. there's a video on, like, the largest tsunami waves. That reminds me of Spike for some reason. Anyway, and Beyblade. Anyway, mine
totally
would be...
not relevant to each other.
Okay. Genres... Look, I haven't watched any anime this week. None. No, I watched a couple Osmonga Daya episodes. That was it.
There you go.
I've been burnt out on life. All right. Here we go. I would do Kaiji isekai'd into, I don't know, some kind of a yashike, like Aria. I know I'd mention these ones all the time, but
get new Kaiji, material there, man.
But it's a yashike.
But it's a yashike.
So the Zawazawas would be like ASMR. He'd be like, he'd just be like chilling.
He'd be doing
in a
some
bath
ASMR
like
massage videos.
Yeah.
God. It's actually hilarious.
He's like, he'd get panicked over like forgetting where he put his shoe or something. But that would be it. There'd be like no stakes.
All right. Good question, Noxos. This is really good. Danny Waifu has Bando.
Waifu is Poppy from Monster Musume. And Husbando is Lewis from Beastars.
Lewis.
Lewis. No lisp there. Or Louis.
Dequarian Thactheratrix.
Jack Marius Thactheratrix.
Jack Marius, yeah. I don't know him.
Murgatroyd Skittle.
Jack Marius Thactheratrix, Michigan State University.
I like how he always wanted to call himself Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis.
Okay, these are the waifu. Poppy's the waifu because she's like a siren.
Not really.
Sirens have bird feet, okay? According to that link.
They can also be like serpent mermaids because they will lure their sailors to shipwreck.
Do you want
to
put Ponyo instead of Poppy? We could do that.
No, just leave it.
All right. Also, Monster Musume is one of those that lures people in. They're like, I would never like such a thing. And then it's you suddenly have a monster girl fetish.
Yep.
Mm. This better not awaken anything in me.
I saw that there's like an old post on our anime when the show was airing, and some guy showed Monster Musume to his roommate, and like he looked over and his eye, he was like smiling and his eyes were wide. It was so funny. He had like a crazed look. He's like, what is this? It's just like a short gif, and I think of that all the time.
freaking, yeah, okay, Waifu and his Bando, Poppy and Lewis, because, you know.
Lewis.
You judge it, then you watch it, and then you're like,
Yeah, Lewis, because he's a, he's a furry. They're both furries. Why do you think they like eggs?
What if every time you orgasmed, you made a weird sound? Like, normally it's like, oh, you know, right, whatever. But like, what if instead?
As a man, I don't make sounds.
Okay, ever. Yeah, you don't make sounds, but like, you know, normal people, they make sounds.
No, guys don't make sounds.
Okay, yeah, sure. But anyway, like,
that's
what
weak.
What if? Okay, but what if you did, Nick, and then every time you did, you were like, "Okay, I'm coming." Holy! I can just imagine, or like, if it was Danny, she's like, okay, I'm going, and she's like, oh. What if I got really loud, right? Like, Trisha's porking me, right? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm coming, and I just go,
What the hell? That's weird.
I know, but when I play it in my head, it's really funny. Just some guy, like, about to go, like, in a porno, right? You're watching a porno. And you're like, all right, this is getting hot. And then the guy is just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come, baby. I'm going to come in your mouth. Or he just...
And then she goes,
yeah. Or just straight up, like, what if they were going to go?
Okay. Time out. Hold on.
He's about to go, and he just goes,
I don't know what this has to do with anything.
He just goes,
this has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about.
He's about to go, and
Well, it's when you see Beastars, this is what you do.
Yeah, when you see Beastars, you're about to orgasm, and you go, oh my god, meow. All right, moving on. Anime siren songs, dude. Okay, look, there's a lot of things that can be siren songs. And
they give you siren songs.
Wait, they give you orgasm sirens. Okay. Like
they put those songs in your playlist.
They put the songs in your playlist is what happens. So, Danny, why don't you start? What's something that happened to you? You were chilling. You were at a con. You thought you were on Netflix, chilling at home. And you were like, oh, what's this? And you turned it on. Or you were something. You saw something. And you were like, meow.
Meow. Well, for one, when I started getting back into anime, I saw like Free, and I was just like, oh, what's this? And like also someone mentioned to me like, oh, Danielle, you should watch this. It's pretty boys taking their shirt off and diving into a pool. I'm like, oh, okay. So, and I watched it, and that's it.
That's it. That's the tweet.
Like,
stick a fork in me. I'm done. Like,
that's every girl, though. They get sucked into the Bishi Boy shows.
It opened up like a can of worms that I didn't think.
Boys can look attractive. What? Because in reality, we're all monsters. We're hideous. It's true. We're a bunch of cave trolls.
So you saw it and you were just like,
yeah.
Now you're really into Free.
I'm not just like Free, but like sports shows in general.
Oh, introduced you to sports. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So it opened up a huge thing for you. Huge door.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like after I finished Free, I started
watching all the pretty boys.
Kuroko Basketball.
Oh, and not then that it one. Just that one has ugly character designs.
The list just kept going, you know, and even with Haikyuu is like, I'm quite obsessed with that, like so much so that like I have figures of certain characters and stuff. So, but
Danny saw some tit and she was just like, meow. That's true. When I see tit, I do the same thing.
I mean.
Are they like supernatural tids? I just posted that in our porn.
No, but all the jokes aside, but like it introduced you to a slew of sports shows, and now like I don't
now
know if you guys.
I'm literally the person that people go to for like sports show recommendations.
Have you watched Prince of Stride?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, I watched that. That was like in our first season of covering anime. All right, what's this?
Isn't it? That one actually didn't get too many great reviews because actually Sports of Stride is a video game or a visual novel.
Oh, people didn't. Okay.
But people didn't really like it. But when I watched it, I mean, I didn't play. I haven't played the visual novel or anything, but I enjoyed that. So
I don't think many people watched it. I just remember that one for some reason.
Yeah. For some reason. That one. Yeah. So like it. And it also, like, gave me the opportunity to do, like, a bunch of episodes with Shocking as well.
150,000 members. That's actually kind of a lot. Was this Madhouse? I think that's the only reason I watched it. It was just Studio Madhouse. I'm like, oh, they did stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Danny fucking.
That's more than anybody said about Prince of Stride in, like, 6 years.
Danny fucking sent me a selfie one time. She's like, look at this tracksuit. And it was like Victor's tracksuit from...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was so jelly. I was like, what? That's super
cute.
Yeah,
that was... I was very proud of myself on buying that.
No buyer's remorse.
I saw it on Hot Topic. Or at least online because it wasn't available like in store and stuff. So
at your local, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Let me ask you something.
Danny sees like two guys in real life, like just having a chat, and she's like, No, Kith.
No, dude. Danny's fucking. She's up and down all around, you know? But I mean, I'm sure she wants to see anybody kiss, to be honest with you. I want to see people kiss.
Like, I don't like. Kissing is gross, dude.
Yeah, Nick. We
you
know.
Don't like touching in general.
Yeah, Nick.
You know, eye contact is already as far as I'll go.
That's that's pushing it.
I'm not trying to get COVID, so.
Yeah, dude, I ain't gonna try to get the Rona.
At Nick's wedding, the like person who is ordaining is gonna tell Nick and his wife, like his bride, you may now kiss the bride, and Nick will go, No, we'll just kiss with our eyes.
No, no, no. I put my hand up in front of my face at the last second.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then he does the finger guns and walks away. He's like, all right, let's party.
And Sam and I will just look at each other and just do a major face palm and start laughing.
Danny will just be like, I called it. Like, nah, dude. No, no, Danny, let me ask you, though. In like, what would you say, and you don't have to answer if you don't want, but like maybe just a estimate. What would you say, how much dollar amount has been spent on just high Q stuff?
100? Over?
Is that like including like shirts and stuff or?
Yeah,
like
anything.
Anything.
Okay, Danny, over under 1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely under 1,000.
Oh, okay. Then you don't have a real problem then. You're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting there.
I mean, if you add everything,
this is
together,
just haiku. This is just haiku.
Well, if it's just haiku, then no, like, yeah, no. But
Danny, do you black out and wake up with like a bunch of Amazon orders?
sometimes I forget. Like sometimes packages will come and like it says my name on it, and I open it. It's like, oh, I forgot I ordered this.
You're like Gandalf. I have no memory of this place.
Dude, I know for me.
No,
like,
honestly, I just want to say this one thing, and then we can go to someone else. I think the one thing that I do have a problem with is like all the Sailor Moon figures I have now.
Yeah, you have a lot.
Like,
you got problems.
I started out with just Sailor Jupiter, and then it just grew. But like,
I'm trying to catch up on Nick and Danny levels of like collecting figures, and Danny's just like,
oh no,
like,
you
going
guys probably
moon.
Got me beat.
No,
I haven't bought a Nendo in a while.
No, but
I've been spending all of my money on Magic.
All your Nendos are like equivalent. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just like, I'm not on that level. I haven't gotten
to the extent where I bought maybe like a $200 or $300 figure yet.
Like, that's like a freaking, that's like an Xbox.
Well, or like that's the thing. Like, I haven't bought like a $700 figure. That hasn't happened yet.
Mike is like, I feel attacked. he's our Discord.
I'm actually currently waiting for my Link and Zelda first four figurines that I ordered. So. But actually, I lied. Hold on a second. No, I am actually currently paying for a $300 figure, and it's Edward from Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's at least $300.
And I'm a shopaholic.
Okay,
hi,
so,
Danny.
No,
yeah, so
it's
like,
really bad. It's really bad. Like, I probably shouldn't have bought those figures today. Tuesday.
So without making it sound too much like our shop and drop episode, I'll go next, and I want to talk about this because this was crazy and it does involve spending money, but to me, like, the community parts of it were the parts that were just kind of like crazy, but like, so like Weishwartz, right, is what got me back into anime, and for me it was like I would buy a starter deck and then I would be like, well, I've never seen the show. And I kind of feel like a goober playing with the deck and not knowing what the show is or whatever. So
well,
like
then you can pronounce all the card names wrong and it's funny.
Yeah. So like that's how I like saw Madoka Magica for the first time and shit. And
like, what's Madoka Magica?
Yeah, because like I bought the trial deck and I was like,
it's Madoka Magica. That's
how you say it. I was like, I don't want to open this because I feel like it's gonna spoil, and I kind of want to watch it. So like, let's check it out. And, ooh, that shit was crazy. But anyway, so, like, the thing about Weiss is, like, yeah, I spent a lot of money on it or whatever for competitive play and what have you. But, like, back then, it was not as easy to get a hold of Weiss cards as it is now. And so, like, and I feel really bad, and I'll like, to, like, full transparency, we did, like, an episode a long time ago with a guest, and they were on we were talking about anime card games, and I wish I participated in that more, but I was being a jerk that night and treated our guests like shit. So, like, yeah, that was shitty. Yeah, it was really shitty, and I'm really sorry to Rachel, so I'm sorry to you for, like, taking my shit out on you.
All right, here's our five-year apology or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, no, seriously, because it just unlocked a memory in my head, and I totally forgot about that episode. I must have pushed it out, but, like, anyway, dude, Weiss, like, community-wise, was really cool. Everyone was pretty cool, but, like, back then, it was not easy to get cards, and, like, so I don't know if Heart of the Card still does this now, but there's this company out there called, or organization rather, not company. Maybe it's a company, I don't know. They're called Heart of the Cards, and they translate Weiss stuff. And they were like our go-to for like everything Weiss back then. And not for product, but for like translating and everything else, rules-wise, whatever. Because we, us in North America, at that time I started playing, all we had for English decks was Disgaea and Madoka Magica. And just the starter decks, nothing else. We didn't even have full sets. So we got to compete in the Japanese regionals from here. And so Heart of the Cards would set it up. So, like, one of the regionals I participated in was, like, in the Akihabara prefecture or whatever. And we had to play Japanese decks. And back then, there was only, like, two or three online stores that had them. And they were always sold out. So we had to use a proxy service called Yuyute. Or no. Not Yuyute, but Yusuke Akimoto was the name of the guy. He owns a shop in Akihabara, and he owns this proxy service website, and he buys people cards, or he sends people cards from his card shop to America or worldwide. And it was just like, it was such a hassle because we wouldn't get our cards for like 2-3 weeks. And like, there was times where we would scramble and like poop and shit ourselves because we were like, fuck, I don't know if it's good. We're going to get this card signed for the tournament. You know, it wasn't like Magic or Yu-Gi or Pokemon where it's just like, you know, you could just go to trollandtoad.com or TCG Player and just order, you know. Now Weiss is really huge. You can get JoJo decks, Card Captor in English, Mob Psycho in English. You can get all kinds of sets in English now. And, but back then, dude, back then we were like, we were obsessed. We were like, fuck, what do? We were causing ourselves unnecessary stress for no reason. Over a card game, you know, like, it wasn't like Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh! Where you could go to your local card store and say, hey, do you guys got a binder full of rares? I need this, this, and this. Boom, 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 boom. You know, pretty much every card store has Magic, so you're covered, you know. They probably have Pokemon, you know. There's literally nowhere. You go to Target, get Pokemon and Magic cards. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. But, like, back then, dude, nope. You had to use a proxy service. And there was only two of them, and one was Yusuke, and he hated the other guy. I don't remember the other guy's name, but we always used Yusuke's service. But he stopped doing it. He stopped doing it now because people were being bitches, and it was like there was like drama for real. And or maybe he still does it. I don't fucking know. But anyway, back then we were stressed. So. We were stressed and pressed.
I traded a T-shirt for a Sliver Queen.
Oh my god, I would take that deal. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like $300 now. I fucked myself. Because I traded away the Sliver Queen for like $30 later.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Whoops. I bought a pizza with Bitcoin. No, I didn't do that.
But yeah, no, we were stressed. We were like, you know, the money went out the window. We were just like, you know, fuck the money, whatever. Just like giving my cards. And I remember we were supposed to like compete in this regional. And I don't remember what part in Japan it was for. But, like, I was playing Robotics Notes, and, like, them cards, I think my main, like, attacker, like, my win condition card, the level 3, whatever her fucking name is, Sonomia, whatever, she was, like, $25. And, like, you know, a playset is it's $100. And then I had to pay another $50 for them to get them here. And it was just like, shit! But money aside, you know, I was stressed because, like, then I had to be home to sign for the package because it was an international package, you know, and, you know, America was all like, we don't trust the Japanese and whatever. So it's fucking nuts. We were stressed. We were stressed and people were mad. People got pissed. They were like, God, I didn't get all my cards and shit. Yeah. Unnecessary stress over a card game that we could barely get cards for. Like, but we needed it. just take all the cards and shove them up my butt. Anyway, what about you, Nick? What do you
got? Talk to me about card games.
Yeah, don't talk to Nick about nothing.
Yeah, I'm not going to make this into a magic podcast, otherwise...
You should do a magic solo cast and talk about your commander
decks.
That
is Nick's
siren
song. Oh,
magic solo cast. Yeah, for real. Yeah, you $300, child's play.
Child's play.
Okay. So at first, the only thing I had written down was P. Because our manga book club, we always read stories and there's always P in there somehow. We even had a robot that, it was like a bug robot that peed. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, our manga book club slogan is, if it ain't got pee, it's not for me.
Yep, yep.
We need to make that into a shirt.
God, imagine walking
Goody Tama with the butter over the top of him.
God. imagine walking around
pee,
in public with
it's
that.
It's not for me.
Oh, oh man, I'm God. Just thinking of the scene in Prison School where it's like, I think it's Kyoshi. He's like under the blanket with what's her name, Hana, and like she's peeing on him, but you don't know that it's like sweat, and he's like smiling, and it's like he's in the sunlight or whatever, and then it fades like to the next panel, and you can tell it's just pee. Like she peed on him.
God,
oh man, that had the most pee. Prison School had the most pee.
That had the most pee. But what else? What else you got?
In Abyss, maybe second. Okay, so Nendos, like you were saying. We all know I spent like $130 on a Mako Fight Club Nendoroid that was an old one.
Yeah, but it's probably worth way more now, right?
I don't know. I haven't looked. But I think that one got like a reprint, but it was like kind of, it was not exactly the same. Then there's the Lily Nendo that I'm obsessed with. I didn't buy, and it's like really expensive if I want to buy it now, so probably not. Maybe. Maybe I'll go to Sens and steal it. Dude, so at the Anime Expo, they had the Nendo exhibit, and they had every single Nendoroid, like, ever made in this one little, like, kind of like a museum, like a maze thing. You walked and you saw all of them behind the glass. It was so cool. I should have snagged some of them. Just, like, broke the glass with, like a glass breaker. What else? Nendos, okay. Oh, yeah, I bought a Mimi Me poster that I still haven't hung up because I'm too scared to hang it up because it's, like, really provocative.
You bought it just to, like, yeah, not hang it. It's like, at what cost?
This is cool. I need it.
Right. At what cost? I bought
it. Yeah. It was, like, $40 or something. But
oh, geez. For a poster or a wall scroll?
I mean, that's pretty standard, honestly. It was a poster. It's Mimi Me, too. Like, there's not that much Mimi Me merch.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I think it was just, like, some girl, like a big mouth or something. It was weird. Okay, as far as anime and manga, let's see. Okay, dude, we've all done the Dragon Ball Z thing where you're like a little kid and you pretend to be Dragon Ball Z. Like some, like in gym class, the one kid who thought he was in Dragon Ball Z. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. I hope he's doing well. But yeah, he was obsessed with, yeah. He was, but you know what? I admire him because he did not give a fuck. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was like, living his best life, man.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. Like,
we're all too scared.
But it also made it hard to, like, you know, do actual gym class stuff. Like when we were playing badminton, you know, he accidentally got whoever he was playing with hit the shuttlecock in his eye, and he took it super serious. Like he just got hit with like a Kamehameha. You know what I mean? Like he was like, yeah. And
dude, it's a stance when you get ready to play badminton. He'd like go into a Dragon Ball Z stance.
And so the gym teacher's like trying to talk to him, like, are you okay? Do you need to go to the nurse?
Legend.
And he just kind of like was doing the you know, thing. And like, it's just like,
yeah, he's like way overacting.
He's like,
no, I mean, it probably did hurt, to be fair. Like,
yeah, like I'm sure it did, but like he's like delaying the class for like 10 minutes. It's like, dude, come on. Like, we need to get out of here. We want to get out of here, you know? Like, but anyway, yeah, that guy is cool. But like, yeah, like
I haven't done like the Naruto run. I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah, I've never done the Naruto run. But now it's kind of a meme, so now I kind of want to go outside and do it.
Yeah, now like, anime is cool and everybody likes Dragon Ball Z. As long as you don't go full like weird like Rick and Morty fan dancing on the counter or whatever. But yeah, dude, like I was pretty upset. Like we'd all run home from school, all of us boomer millennials, you know, we'd run home from school and watch Dragon Ball Z, you know, watch on the weekends and stuff. You know, we were just like thinking about it before you got home. I consider that a siren song. You know, you get a little bit obsessed. That's kind of like we just get a little too obsessed with something. I think my thing was just like I would think about anime like a lot. Like I'd watch like Fooly Cooly or something, or even Gellian when I was like 15, and I would just like think about it a bunch, and I'd be like distracted and be like, oh shit, I forgot to do my homework or whatever. So
right,
that's my siren song. I just too much thought, time, thinking time, thought, effort. Anyway, yeah. So. I'm going to start with that. Are we going to like go around the horn again or what?
Well, I was going to say like, you know, anime in general. But like...
Oh, yeah.
Like the three of us are on a
just
podcast.
Just like watching a whole bunch of anime, doing like, a podcast.
Like, listen, if I wasn't doing this podcast right now for y'all bitch asses... No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking grateful. I love this
podcast.
I'd
be rich!
Yeah, no. I'm just kidding. I love doing this. But like, I'd be damned sometimes if this didn't cause me some kind of stress. Like Nick is like... Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you know how many times, like, okay, like, when we first started this podcast and I didn't watch shit because I didn't know that's how it worked? It's just like, now I'm, like, struggling to
like,
finish.
You're on the anime podcast. You should watch anime.
I was like, I didn't know that's how you're supposed to do it. But, like, I'd be lying if I said sometimes, like, Trisha would be like, are you supposed to watch anime today? And I was like, yeah, but I'll do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes and she's like, are you supposed to watch anime today? Yeah, but I'll do it tomorrow. And then it's Tuesday afternoon, like, 5 hours before we're supposed to get on the mic. And I'm like,
yeah, it's like homework.
Yeah, but like besides that kind of like meta shit, but like yeah, I mean once you get in it, like I don't know, like okay, for me, right? So like and not everyone is, you know, some people like figures, some people like card games, some people like board games, whatever. I one of my hobbies, like anime wise or anime related, is Gunpla. And, like, not everybody who's into Gunpla is into anime, which is fine, you know? But, like, for me, it's like part of, like, my anime shelf, right? So, like, where I have my Ava figures and my other figures and whatever, I put some of my Gunpla and my models up there. And I have definitely, like, since getting back into Gunpla a few months ago, I have definitely spent, you know... way more than, you know, I've wanted to.
Same.
And
yeah.
And so now Danny is like buying Gunpla and I'm like, fuck. Like,
thanks, and Sam. So, what the so hell?
I wanted to start doing it properly this time, right? So like not even just the Gunpla, but like, you know, when I was a kid, I would just, you know, pull it out with my fingers and snap it together. But you know, you gotta be for real. So like, I wanted my kits to look nice. So like, I got the little hobby clippers, the nippers, the flush cutters, and then I got like other tools. I got sandpaper, some other things to sand the little plastic nubs down. So just this past like last week, I ordered. There's this company out there called Gun Primer. Not to be confused with actual Gun Primer. This is the name of the company. They make special tools for cleaning your Gunpla pieces. And so I bought this thing called the Razor, and it is a glass file. And so like they sell all kinds of glass files on Amazon or whatever. Disbay makes them, Mr. Hobby makes them. But Gun Primer glass files, they are $24.99. And it is probably like 3 inches long and half an inch wide. Okay. Like it's not, it's a little thing. Right. And so
that's what she said.
That's what she said to my brother. Shout out. Anyway, he's going to be so mad at me, dude, when he hears this. No, like, but like, no fucking dude. Why would you spend, you go to Walgreens, get a glass file for like, you know, $7. But, like, no, you have to understand something. This is, like, you're paying for the quality, okay? So I got it in the mail yesterday, and I pulled out some random kit that I had, like, some extra pieces. And I was like, okay, let me try this out. Let me see. Let me see if this is worth the fucking $20-some. And to be fair, I used my Mecha Warehouse birthday code, so I didn't pay full price for it. But, dude, holy shit. I, like, did it, right? And it was like, not even. Like, 2, 3, 4 strokes. That's what she said. 4 strokes of the file, and the nub was gone. It didn't even leave a plastic stress mark or nothing. I think on one piece I did it left a little bit, but I just because I did it too much. It was crazy. This thing is like a fucking magic wand or something. It's worth every penny. And it's fucking crazy because, like, there's some tools out there that I'm looking at right now, like the God Hand flesh cutters that are $50. $50! And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I can't do it. I'll just use my little $7 Amazon ones. Like, but, you know, not even just the Gunpla itself, but all the stuff that you want to buy to, like, dude, okay, last month, before my, like, a couple days before my birthday, I spent, like, $70 on, like, 12 different little bottles of Tamiya paint for my Soccer Wars kit. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Anyway, yeah, so
when,
like,
the,
you,
when the millennials are saying it, it's dead.
If, yeah. When you, like, getting into Gunpla, for me, not for everybody, because you can build it however you want. But for me, it wasn't just the cost of the Gunpla. It was the cost of the paint. It was the cost of the tools. It was the cost of Smokey. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to have to start selling some of my Game Boys just to fund this hobby. You know, it's like, sell one hobby, fuel another, you know. I'm going to start selling some Weiss cards. You know, I'll have to sell my Kill a Kill deck just to fund this hobby or something. Because fuck, you know. But, yeah, now I'm like, I love Gunpla, dude. Because, like, it's so sad. Once you put it together, you put it on your shelf. But then there comes another, right there. There comes another curse, right? Then you start filling up your shelf. What do? Can't buy another shelf because I ain't know where to put another one. So I had to
put
all my...
Another one.
You know what, Danny? Like, fucking Danny's like, you can buy another one, you rich motherfucker. Anyway, yeah, there's like, then it's like, what do I do with shelf space? Then I gotta put away, you know, I don't know. I might put away the Ava figures because I want to buy the models, the Bandai Spirits real grade ones, but I don't fucking know, dude. Who knows? I don't have I have space for another shelf. I just don't know where to put it. That's the problem. You know, but
gotta buy more shelves.
Yeah, I might buy, like, maybe I'll
buy
one of those.
That's the real siren song. You become an expert shelf builder.
You become an expert.
Oh my
god! But what about you, Danny? You got another one, or you got another thing that where you got fucked? You got punched in the boob?
Honestly, like, major boob punching, Tokyo Revengers.
Same.
Like.
No, oh, yeah, you binged the whole manga in like a day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking watching the first 4 episodes in the beginning of the season, and we're all like, oh hell no, we need to know what the fuck's going on. We need to know. And literally bought everything, every single manga, I think up to volume 20 on Amazon Kindle. And that's it. Game over. I read it in 3 days. I caught up. So.
Here's. Okay, number one, same. Number two, here's another siren song from Tokyo Revengers. I really want to be in a bike gang and go fight other bike gangs.
I mean, honestly, like, it. Anytime I, like, watch a show that is involved with bikes, I want to get one myself.
Here's, like, look, I've drawn, there was this t-shirt idea I drew for an anime summit where it was me, Nick, and Danny with mug, they were like jail mug shots.
I love that picture.
And I redid it a couple times because I didn't like the way the first one turned out. And I'm going to redo it again. But, like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, we're a delinquent gang and, you know, whatever, and... Like, we can fight and Nick comes to save us or some shit. Like, I'm just making up stories, right? Like, I just want to be in a Bozuzuku gang. I want to have the cool jumpsuits, you know, where you tie it around.
That pompadour.
Yeah, I want the pompadour. I want
Sam, I feel like you would rock the pompadour.
I would do the pompadour for real. And Nick would do the Kuwabara pompadour where it kind of droops down forward. And, like, Danny would have, like, the varsity leather jacket and, like, with studs on it. With, like, a mask on, you know?
Shaved head, because I already have that right now.
And I would always be the one in the gang always going, oh, okay, so, like, I'm going to cut them? Or? And then Nick and Danny always have to go, no, don't fucking stab anyone, please. Please don't stab anyone.
You'd be always playing with your butterfly knives. Like,
I'm like, why not?
My stabs.
Like, why not, dude? Like, I just want to cut somebody real quick.
I just want to cut somebody.
But, like, no, like, seriously, like, the bloody Halloween fight.
Oh.
I was so hype. I was like,
ooh.
Dude, let's go. I want to jump in and fight with, like, Takemichi and Draken, and I'm gonna like help him,
yeah.
And you know
that whole bad. That whole like arc for that, like even the battle scene for that, it's just reading it and like page by page and panel by panel, like it's just, I love the full spread, panels, like the whole page, like both sides, like right and left, like full spread. I think there's like maybe four of them in that arc alone that is just gorgeous. It's so good. I'm obsessed with Tokyo Revengers and I want more.
So. Well, now it's like
the season.
It finishes this season.
Yeah, it's almost done. Annie-less finally updated. And it's going to have 24 episodes.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, it's now surpassed, like, in popularity polls in Japan, it's surpassed Jujutsu Kaisen and Chainsaw Man. Which is another, like, siren song I was going to talk about. But, like, because I remember I was trying to hype people up, like, you know, almost a year and a half ago now about Jujutsu Kaisen and Chainsaw Man. And I was reading TR back then, but, like... Yeah, man.
I need to read Jujutsu Kaisen.
Also, JJK and Chainsaw Man were like the first time I ever like really wanted the Nendos, and I didn't buy them because I'm an idiot.
Oh, I got the Chainsaw Nendo. It's not out yet, though, I don't think.
Oh, did you? That's awesome.
I pre-ordered it or something. No, wait. I pre-ordered it.
Nick doesn't pre-order. He pre-orders.
That's how in the siren song I am.
Yeah, that's how deep in the weeds Nick is.
I'm not the guy from the Odyssey. I'm the opposite.
I feel like I'm going to be the oddball out when Chainsaw Man comes out, because when I read it, it's good, but I don't think it's for me. Like I'm not as enthused as everyone else is on the Discord and everything like that.
I think I wasn't worried about it before. Oh, that's another siren song. That's another curse.
Are we talking about Chainsaw Man, the anime, or?
Yeah. Well, I think Danny's talking about the anime.
I'm just like, talking about in general, like when we were reading it for Manga Club, I didn't finish it when we were reading it. I finished it on my own. So.
The old Nick strategy.
I don't know. I just really wasn't enthused like with the story too much. I don't think I really appreciated like, what's his name, the main guy who turns into the Chainsaw Man.
Oh Denji. Yeah, Denji. Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know. I didn't appreciate like him being like treated like a dog and everything like that. I don't know.
He likes it. He deserves to be stomped on by what's her name, Makima.
Makima. Yeah.
Oh.
She's a bitch. She could go to hell.
She could step on all of us.
No thanks.
Anyways, that's another fucking siren song right there, though, right? Let me tell you this. Because
Chainsaw Man's going to be, like, ridiculous. Like, there's going to be so many people cosplaying and, like, doing stuff for that.
Well, like, that's the thing. Is like, there's already people, like, doing crazy cosplay of it.
Yeah, there already are, yeah.
But now, like, just like we've seen with Tokyo Revengers and JJK... Look, I'm just going to say, like, Tokyo Revengers is the best thing coming out of coming out of Kodansha right now. Okay, it just is. And JJK and Chainsaw Man, some of the best things that came out of Jump, and is currently coming out of Jump. And when JJK hit the, when the anime hit, right, it just, it blew the fuck up. You couldn't find the fucking shit in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I remember, you know, we were talking about that in Discord, that you couldn't, everything was sold out.
I was pissed. And so, like, here's, and that's the side, that's another Siren Song I'm talking about, right, is if you're part of the group of people who are reading the manga before the anime comes out or before an anime is even announced, right, and you're sitting there worrying, right, and so, like, the Chainsaw Man trailer dropped about a month ago, and we were all hype as fuck, right, and then it was Sen who said something in our Discord, like, I'm worried that they put all the fucking budget in the fucking trailer. Like, because Studio MAPPA and all the shit that's coming out about them right now, the fact that they're taking on everything, they're taking on JJK, they've taken on this and that and everything else underneath.
They just consumed the other studios. So it's not one studio. It's like, I'm just imagining it like a Hydra or something.
It's fucking Tarmogoyf.
Ugh.
Ugh. But like fucking, and so like, that's very true. That is a thing that happens, is like they'll put all the budget in the trailer. And like it's very concerning because you never know until it actually comes out. And so with Tokyo Revengers, the animation is okay. It's not like amazing. It's decent, it's fine. But for Tokyo Revengers, I kind of didn't really expect too much. I just didn't want to, because I love the story so much that I knew I was gonna watch it regardless. But, like, imagine having a trailer that sick come out for Chainsaw Man, and then when it comes out, it rolls up to episode 4, 5, and 6, and then the animation is just not there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you get let down. You feel let down by the people who are creating this for you. And, you know, and it's, like, it sucks because, like, you're worried about, like, that's another Siren Song, too, right? Like, we're into anime and shit. It's, like, some of these animators are suffering right now because they're either not getting paid enough, or they're getting overworked and shit. And so, like, on the newscast, I was talking about how overtime work labor laws, like, for, like, people who work overtime, there was, like, a lot of illegal overtime being worked.
Yeah.
That they found.
Yeah, they do that all the time in Japan.
Yeah, and, like,
Asia in general, I think.
Yeah, and it's... That's a Siren Song right there, man, because it's like, we love it. We want to watch it. You know, we're on a podcast. We got to watch it. And it's just like, what do you do?
Consume.
You know? And it's like...
Yeah, I don't... It's because it's a fun job, or quote-unquote fun, so they underpay people, and I don't know. Plus, Japan is just fucking backwards as shit sometimes. Right. Sometimes with certain things.
This is your footstep into the industry. Here you go.
Or they're like, oh... We need to have all these people take a bite out of the pie, and then you don't get shit or whatever. It's like, it's just like inefficient. They're inefficient with a lot of things.
Yeah. But something else I just read on the newscast two weeks ago on newscast was that MAPPA was hiring new animators and training them.
Yeah. I remember listening to that.
Like, I wonder how much better anime would be if they like paid animators more. Cause like more people would go into it.
Right. Yeah.
Or, like, you'd have, like, veteran anime. Because, like, I heard I think it was on a podcast, where they were talking about, like, most of the anime staff is, like, in their first few years. Because they all quit after, like, 3 years.
God, that sucks.
Except for, like, some of them. But, yeah, there's, like, so much burnout.
But that's absolutely true, though. I mean, like, if you...
Unless you're, like, Miyazaki, where, like, he retires for, like, a couple years, and then he comes back.
Right. But like,
he's at the top of the food chain, though.
Not to get too lost in the weeds in this kind of discussion, but like, you know, if you pay people enough, you remove the stress of money, and they're more.
Well, that could be said for here.
That's what I'm saying.
Life.
That's why I didn't want to get too much into it. I'm just saying, if you improve the quality
into, like,
of life
stuff, but like,
if you improve the quality of life, you know, then I wouldn't feel bad. Like, I don't know. It's hard to do. It's like a catch 22. It's like, I want to watch anime. I want to watch Chainsaw Man, and then it turns out that episodes 5, 6, 7, 8 or whatever are really crappy because the animators are overworked or something, and it's like you feel bad.
And yeah, I mean, half the clothes you buy are made with slave labor, so what are you going to do?
What do you do?
Yeah, whatever.
But
anime,
anyway.
Am I right?
anime, am I right? Sirens. The whole thing is a siren song, and I have to poop.
Dude, my nose is killing me right now.
It gives
now.
Me diarrhea to, like,
I feel
know.
Like pressure in my nose.
That I have to, like after I turn this off, after we're done recording, I'm going to go watch more My Hero, and it's going to get to the Shigaraki episode, which apparently, like, was really controversial because of all the gore in it or some shit. And then I'm going to have to, like, read about people bitching and moaning about whatever. And then I'm going to be like, well, fuck. What did I do? I didn't do anything. Why are you yelling? Why are you screaming at me?
Why you have to be mad? It's just game.
Actually, no one was mad about it. I think it was just, like, companies. They were just like, oh, geez, we shouldn't have put that on there. Like,
whoops.
Whoops. But anyway, I don't know. Any others you guys can think of? Sorry, I went on, like, a fucking... I went on a tangent there. I went on your soapbox. Tangential soapbox.
So the funny story. So that. Oh God, I don't know. I don't remember the name of it. But there's a like a playlist on YouTube. I've mentioned this before, but with it's the girl from Dear Brother or whatever, or Onisama E. And it's just like the back of her head in a train, and it does it for like 50 minutes, and it's like, you know, one of those anime playlists. And they make it like a certain genre or whatever. I got obsessed with that video. And
now
so
it makes
I played it like four times
up.
In a row. Yeah. Well, this is a while back. And like I didn't even realize it was Onisama E. We were like reading it as I'm like, wait a second. That's that. Because I hadn't seen the anime. I've only read part of the manga. So.
Right.
Yeah, you get obsessed with like YouTube videos and stuff. And you rewatch them.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I do that with movie scenes. Like, my favorite movie scenes, I'll just YouTube it real quick. I'll be like, oh, I want to watch that one scene where Tony Montana blows everyone away, you know? Whatever. But, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I do that with anime, too. I'm like, oh, I want to watch Deku do the fucking 1,000,000% Detroit Smash on Muscular for, like, the 15th millionth time or whatever. I love watching Goku turn Super Saiyan for the first time a lot.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a good scene.
Super sick. Yeah.
Oh, man. I like watching the compilations where, like, people try to go Super Saiyan. Yeah. They put, like, a towel on their head or something.
I like the Super Saiyan prank in public where they just go in the middle of, like, a food court. They're just like, ah! Everybody is just looking at him like,
God.
Oh, man. But anyway.
I think this could also be, the siren song could also be like anime that you started and you got too pot committed. So you just had to finish it. So yeah. I'm trying to think of an example of that right now. Just like anything that's kind of like bad, like anything you gave like a mediocre score. I mean, you could insert like a lot of seasonal anime
into
this.
I kind of did that with Magical Girl Sight.
Like, oh, so you didn't like the ending or you were getting like tired of it?
Yeah, I mean, I was just all like, well, I'm here now, so let's just finish it.
Well.
It's too late to go back.
Well, I'm already on episode 9. Fuck. Like. But yeah,
at a terrible
I get you.
Price.
Let
this is why
know.
I watch it 2x speed.
That's
sometimes.
Why Nick watches it 2x. Let me know what you guys, what's happened to you. Like, what's your problem? You know?
What's your problem?
Yeah, what the fuck is your problem, dude? Every week, I'm just yelling at our listeners, just like, you fucking bitch. But no, I love you guys. Seriously, you guys are amazing. But yeah, let me know. Like, let me know what's been a thing for you where you thought, man, like, if I wasn't into this fucking shit right now, I would not be here. Like, <you know? laughs> sitting in my living room with 5 people and they're all wearing Naruto headbands. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
But like, no, let me know. Let me know what your siren song is. I'd be interested to hear. And I'd be interested to hear your opinion on anything we've talked about today as well. I love talking to you guys. You guys are amazing for allowing
dude. Kato the right answer. There you go.
God damn.
That's a siren song. Good opening, bad ending.
Good opening, bad ending. That's a t-shirt. That's 10 right there. Anyway.
Oh, I can feel my nose just like pulsating.
My God, did you?
Not literally, not literally.
Was
but like
that in the recording?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll cut it out.
I'll leave it.
Okay.
You know how you can like feel your nose like clogging up or unclogging? It's constantly doing that for me right now.
Freaking. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Thanks for allowing me, Nick and Danny, to do this every week. We'll be back with more shit later on. We got some reviews coming in the pipeline. Me and Nick were talking earlier about doing some reviews on some other series, because lately we've just been kind of doing movies, like we did Metropolis, we did Weathering With You, and whatever. So.
Yeah, we've been lazy. Got to review more stuff.
So we're gonna review more stuff or whatever. And but yeah, we will be back with that. Hang tight, of course. And thanks for listening every week. I love all of you guys so much. That being said, I've been Sam. That's Danny. That's Nick. And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Wubba lubba dub dub.